Hey, this is WDOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Danny Strate, and the show is Dracula.
And what is your role with the show? You're playing the Dracula.
I am playing Dracula, yes.
Awesome. And it's going to be at Synetic Theater in Virginia, and it's going to be October 13th through November 6th. Thank you so much for joining us. I guess just set the stage with, gosh, everybody, it's Dracula's so famous. It's almost don't need to explain the story, but I guess if you can real quick, just give us like the basic premise of this version.
Absolutely. Well, it's a retelling of the famous story based on the novel by Bram Stoker, Dracula, and we are telling this story with the original way of cinematic theater. A lot of stylized movement, choreography, and of course music will be used to retell this famous story.
I love it. And I know like a couple months ago, we interviewed Synetic for Midsummer Night's Dream. And we talked all about, you know, the silent Shakespeare and stuff, the programs that they always do. So I know those did not have spoken words. They were the silent Shakespeare. Is there any spoken word in this, or is this what, are you saying you're continuing the tradition where it's all visual movement?
No, this one will have a dialogue.
Okay.
And of course, certain lines that people really, really know will be featured in this show.
Like, example, what are we talking? Like Children of the Night, or what are you?
Exactly. That's one of them.
Actually, can I have you say it? Because I won't be able to use it on the radio if it's in my soundbite. I need you to say that.
I will. Listen. Right. Listen to them. Children of the Night. What music they make.
You sound like Bela Lugosi right now.
Well, the thing is that I was actually born in Transylvania. So that's something original for our production.
Wait,
are you
serious? Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was born in Mediaș, which is a town half an hour from Sighișoara, which is the birthplace of Vlad Țepeș.
Wow.
Which who is the you know, the inspiration for the character of Dracula. So that's just a coincidence, or is it?
Or is it? Hey, do you know, just when I'm writing the article, do you know the guy that was the inspiration for the story? How do you spell it? The guy you just said? Vlad?
So it's Vlad Țepeș, which is T-E-P-E-S.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Which would translate like the impaler. That's kind of like a free translation in English. But he was, you know, he was a ruler of Valachia, so-called Valachia, the which is the south of Romania, nowadays south of Romania, and he's one of our, you know, national heroes. We learned about Vlad Țepeș in school, and they still teach about him in the history books in Romania. And he was a very charismatic character, amazing warrior, statesman, and he spoke a lot of different languages. So he was like a great choice of inspiration for this very charismatic and kind of scary character that Bram Stoker created.
I love it. So how long you said you're born in Transylvania? So how long did
yes.
you live there?
So I lived in Romania until I was 23, 24. Okay. Right after college, I moved to US. I lived on the East Coast for a while, and now I actually I'm based in Los Angeles. I'm just here in DC to do the two shows I've done, Host and Guest, and now Dracula.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit more about growing up there and sort of the legacy that Dracula had, you know, when you were there. I mean, I'm like you said, you're all very proud of the story and, you know, it's so famous and everything, but yeah, like what age were you when you discovered, did you read the novel? Did you see the Bela Lugosi movie or even Nosferatu, the old, you know, the silent German one? Like what was your exposure to the mythology as a kid?
My exposure to the mythology of a vampire came on a different route. I was not really aware of Dracula. I was aware of Vlad Tepes, which,
Right.
as I said, was the historical character, and I was quite taken by his image. I really liked him, and honestly, I never envisioned myself, playing him or anything like that, but I was just like any child. We had our own heroes, and he was one of my heroes. And I'm not just saying that. I find it very fortunate. It's very fortunate that I'm playing him now. I'm playing this, the version, the vampire version. But when I was little, the idea of vampire it didn't really existed, with the exception of a different myth of the of this. Flying entity that would come in the middle of the night to certain houses where like a virgin girl would live. And this is a Romanian superstition called in Romanian Zburătorul. That was the only thing that was close to the vampire myth. The actual Dracula vampire myth, I discovered when only when I moved to US, honestly.
Wow.
And then because I would say I'm from Transylvania and people would be like, oh, Dracula. And I was like, Dracula,
Like
what?
what?
Like, honestly. And then I started to read, and then I read the book, and then I saw the movies. And I it was funny, after 1 year, not even a year, my first year in the US, Gary Oldman was having a some screening in Richmond, Virginia, where I was living at the time, and
Whoa.
he just played Dracula, and I got to meet him. So it was very interesting, like how, this myth of the Dracula vampire was coming into my life. And yeah, it was quite a beautiful meeting with Gary Oldman, and I love the movie.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that, and just for our listeners, so they know, this is the 1992, the Francis Ford Coppola one, with Gary Oldman.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah.
And
So
what
anyway,
was it like meeting him? Did he get to shake his hand? Did he
yeah,
talk to
I did, and I even have a picture, and it's like somewhere the pic my picture is somewhere in my parents' house in Romania. It's amazing because he was so gracious and so friendly, and I told him, I'm from Romania, I'm from Transylvania, and he was like, oh yeah, that's cool. So we took a picture, and he kind of put his arm around me, and I remember he's a little shorter than I am, and in the picture, he almost looks like he's taking a picture with me. It was just like beautiful. I'm eternally grateful, and I can only wish that I will meet again with Gary Oldman today. It would be pretty amazing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I know
yeah.
that's awesome, and that's really cool. Well, if you have to after this interview, you have to see if your folks could email us that picture. That would be great to put in the article. And if you can't, that's okay. But I think that would be
I
cool.
know. I you know what? I will call my brothers in Romania and see if anybody can find it.
Yeah, take their cell phone and take a picture of the picture or
No,
something
if
like
they
that. That'd be
find
cool.
it's simple. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
No,
amazing.
it's and I don't want to sidetrack too much. I want to get back to the Zenetic show, but
Sure.
just re I am a big movie guy, so it's really cool that you saw that, because that was what, 92, and then so that's 2 years before Martin Landau would win the Oscar as Bela Lugosi in Ed Wood.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Oh, that was
You know,
great.
Bela Lugosi was Hungarian, so but as far as Romanian actors, not nobody really played him.
Right.
So it's nice
Except
to
for
do that.
you, my friend. Now,
Yes,
this is the real deal.
right now in theater the second time, and who knows, maybe we'll make a movie. It would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Great. Well, what is it about the role that is fun? I mean, thank you so much for taking into like the history and the historical and mythological, you know, the background and everything, and your personal story even. But what is it about the role itself of Dracula that is so, I mean, it to me, it's like tailor-made for the stage. I mean, it's so theatrical, and especially in, I mean, we're in October, we're coming up a Halloween, but why is it so, why is the role itself just so, it's such a juicy stage role to play?
It is, and it's as cliche as it sounds, it's such a fun role to play. It's just fun, because in a way, even though it's so dark and spooky and frightening to everyone else, I feel like he's just having fun, even though there is this you know, background of tragedy and something unfulfilled in the real life of Vlad Tepes, so to speak. There's some this element of he's just having fun, and I think he's acting out all these fantasies that we all repress as human beings. Because that's the only explanation that I have for the fact that this story is the most adapted for a screen and stage. It's so sensational. It's so outlandish in a way. But I think people like to come to it because there's a built-in, well, it's just a fantasy. It's not real. So it's almost like we have this license to enjoy it. But my thought is that there's something inside of us that wants to act out those dark fantasies. I don't know. It would be interesting to, you know, to have had a conversation with Carl Jung about the myth of Dracula. That would have been amazing, because he, you know, he talks about the shadow. And I think this is a very easy dive into that subject, because every time I've done the show before and after the show, everyone, like, very, you know, adults and very respectable ladies and gentlemen, they come after and they childishly, they come to me and they say things like, oh, bite me, yes, let's take a picture, and yeah, just, yeah, put, you know, bite me, like, or, you know, it's like, it's amazing how people get very, very, like, giddy about this. It's almost, yeah, it's almost shocking in a way.
That's a good point. Like you said, the most well-dressed, respectable, you know, DC businessmen are going to come, and then
that's right,
watch the show, and they get giddy afterwards, like little kids saying, hey, bite me in this picture. That it is, it's,
yeah,
it's funny then, what it does.
You know, and then people really want to see it. I mean, it's already kind of selling out. It's unbelievable. And I always kind of smile. And at the beginning, I was a little shocked by the fact that, you know, that's the first reference that people have about Romania. And then I kind of embraced it, and I have a smile always. And I talk about it and so on, being born there and all this stuff.
Right. Wow, we're excited. Well, real quick, we've gone a lot into the story and the character and all this and how fun it is to play. Tell me about sort of, and we're a radio station, so you're going to have to try to paint a visual picture with your words for me of what we see on stage in terms of like the set, or the backdrop, or the costumes, you know, like describe some of the visual elements that help bring this to life at Cinetic.
Absolutely. So it's going to be actually a pretty minimal set. The focus will be on the actors, the music, and the lights. I would say, and the minimal dialogue. The costumes this time in this remount will be a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more attention to details, and maybe a tendency more towards Gothic rather than Victorian. Okay. So maybe a little bit more modern streak to this adaptation, to this remount. So it's a lot of, they're going to be big epic scenes of a big like battle scenes intertwined with very intimate, almost if you think about a movie, almost close-up like scenes between Dracula and his victims, so to speak.
Yeah, you need those close-ups to see those fangs. Come on.
Yes, 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 yeah. And people will be surprised at some stage effects that we're going to use. And I'm not going to reveal, but they're going to be very effective.
So we can't spoil those. But I'm assuming, I mean, is there like fog machines and that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of fog and we'll see some blood at a certain point. And yes, come it's going to be good.
Come for the blood. Stay for the show.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I know tickets are $25 for the show. It runs October 13th through November 6th. But I also wanted to tease, I know on October 28th, there's a one night only something called the Vampire Ball. What's that all about?
That's correct. I mean, it's a great party. It's a great opportunity for people to dress up, come and experience the story, and then kind of mingle with the actors and the creators of the show, and you know, have a glass of wine or you know, blood, whatever you're into.
Yeah, well man, you might be serious and you might not. You'll have to come see and taste it for yourself.
yes that is
now
correct.
And now I know, I mean, like the tick, like I said, the tickets to the show are $25, but for the Vampire Ball it's $115. But I know that might sound like a lot, but let's tell everybody it's because all the proceeds go to Synetics, like arts and education programs, right?
That's correct. They have an amazing program and they do amazing things with for children, for teens. They have great classes and after school programs and so on, and it's an amazing style of theater, pantomime and stylized movement, which is not available in a lot of other theaters in US. It's truly a very original way of storytelling that comes from, you know, Eastern Europe and Republic of Georgia. The countries there have a long tradition of physical theater, very original storytelling. And you know, this kind of exposure really helps children to let their imagination fly and encourage their creative thinking, which I think is so important.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I encourage our listeners to go back and check out in our archives when we interviewed the founder's son about Midsummer Night's Dream, and he told the whole story about how the founders came and founded the Synetic Theater. It's a fascinating story, so it's a great cause to raise money for. And but definitely you got to check out the Vampire Ball, and you have to check out Dracula. It's going to be down at 1800 South Bell Street in Arlington, Virginia. It's, you know, the Crystal City neighborhood over there. The blood will be spilt. You're going to paint Crystal City red.
That's right. That's right. And nobody will get hurt. Everybody will just have a very good time. We'll have good memories. It's going to be just scary enough to be exciting.
And giddy, and leave giddy, like you said.
That's right. That is correct.
Awesome. Well, again, it's Dracula, October 13th through November 6th at Synetic Theater in Virginia. Get your tickets now. Before we run, pretend I'm not even here. Like, you're speaking directly to our listeners, you know, say, hey, everyone, you know, come on out to Dracula. You know, you'll have a good time, that kind of thing.
Good evening, everyone. Please come and see Dracula at Synetic Theater. You will not regret it.
That was perfectly creepy. Hey, thanks for doing this. All the way, yes. Hailing all the way from Transylvania. Dan, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care. Ciao.